East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Hospitality Association FIDASA says all municipalities in KZN should work towards achieving blue flag beach status. The South Coast has the highest number of blue flag beaches in the province. 8 beaches from the Rain, Konyani and Umdoni municipalities received the recognition at an award ceremony in Port Alfred at the weekend. FIDASA's Brett Tange says blue flag honours are important for tourism as it attracts both local and international visitors. He says it assures travellers of world-class standards for safety, cleanliness and environmental management.
Everything that they want to have when they're on holiday. But that's why us as FIDASA, we desperately trying to implore all municipalities along the KZN coast to actually set the blue flag status as a minimum requirement for all beaches on the province. We've had a bit of kickback from the likes of Etiqueni. It's nothing to take away from these municipalities, but it's just a standard in which they should be trying to achieve and set as a goal for themselves. The South Coast, they've recognised the importance of these blue flags, and well done to them, and it's a great accomplishment.
Tange says all municipalities are capable of achieving blue flag status.
You have to look at what is the safety at the beach? Is your car going to be fine? Is your personal property going to be fine? What toilet facilities are available? Are there lifeguards, not lifeguards? And then, of course, pollution. You know, that's always a big one in terms of water quality. And then also, is the municipality keeping those beaches clean? Tick all of those boxes, you get a blue flag.
Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says grain producers have delivered a record-breaking harvest despite having faced one of the most challenging periods in recent years. The country's total grain and oilseed output has surpassed 23 million tonnes, marking a 30% increase compared to last year. Steenhuisen says at 16 million tonnes, maize harvest alone is well over the national requirement of 12 million.
We know that when agriculture thrives, our country will thrive. And that when our farmers do well, our country does well. But for them to join hands and to be able to build policies and environments that make it easy for you to flourish.
And the White House says it will tap into emergency reserves to make partial payments to millions of Americans who rely on food stamps to buy groceries. Charities and other groups went to court after a more than month-long government shutdown crippled key public services. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, officially lapsed on Saturday. The Agriculture Department, which manages the program, says households will receive about half of the usual monthly benefits. That's now about $178 through emergency cash reserves meant for natural disasters. Back home, extremely uncomfortable conditions are expected over the extreme eastern parts of KZN today. Durban's reaching a high of 30 degrees, Richards Bay 33, Maritzburg 34. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.